Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum today. Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization, our guest for both hours. And thank you to everyone who called. We don't know. I see Kathy out there, but she's not answering. She's not looking at me, so she doesn't have the numbers yet from the first hour. So she'll tell us if we were able to make that match the first hour. Again, we come to you four times a year. We come to you for 6 hours. We don't make it longer than that or more than that. And we only come to you a few minutes each hour out of those hours because we are. Our apostolate is Catholic Answers. We're here to answer questions. We're going to continue to do that. We're not going to stop doing that. But we do have to come to you and ask you for your help and support. We need it. I don't know any other way to say it. We need it. We cannot continue to function without your support. And thanks be to God, again and again and again, you have indeed come through for us. We know that there are very many things you support. We're very grateful that you support, for example, your local Catholic radio station. Because we don't have any signals to go on if there's no Catholic radio station there.
Yes.
But that's not what we do. What we do is we produce content.
Yes.
We are here to answer questions every afternoon from 3 to 5 each day Pacific time, 6 to 7 for you on the East Coast.
Amen.
And we need you to help and support us in order to be able to do that.
Amen.
888-291-8000 is the number if you can support us.
I want to share with you all what I was sharing with Cy just now during the break. I'm going to share a little personal testimony
here. I was going to say, you're going to share? Okay.
Yes, right. I am. Saturday, you know, I went to confession. And after, in my Catholics that are listening right now, you know when you have just sometimes, it's just glorious. I mean, it's not all the time, but sometimes it's just glorious. You walk out of there and you feel like your feet are not touching the ground. This was one of those, right?
Amen.
And I got in my car and I was driving. Now, often my wife and I will take all the kids with us to confession and we'll all go as a family. But this time I went alone. And I think it was providential because I got in my car and I drove and I ended up driving a little bit extra. I was just rejoicing in the Lord and saying, thank you, Jesus. Tears in my eyes just for his grace. I was just, wow. It was one of those moments. And just as we were talking, about particular things that I won't mention on the air, you know, Cy. But
do you want me to, I could tell them your sins. If you don't mind, I'll be happy to tell them.
Yeah, I went to confession to Cy.
Yeah, but then
I found out he couldn't absolve me. No. But I will say this. We are, as Catholics, spoiled, rotten brats. We so often take for granted this great gift.
I mean, we
have this incredible gift. We can walk into that little box, kneel down, and tell our sins. And folks, just on the human level, people pay $1 zillion to go and lay down on a psychiatric couch and tell somebody something, and they don't have the power to do anything about it. Well, they can psychologically, but not spiritually. We have this incredible gift. And my Catholic friends, we cannot keep it to ourselves. We've got to share it. Do you know how many people would be healed of all sorts of problems if they had the sacrament of confession? And this is not to mention the greatest gift in the universe, which is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. Folks, this is why I urge you now to make that call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. We've got another 5,000. We don't even know yet if we made it the first hour. I'm sure the ladies are back there counting on their fingers and toes as fast as they can. We don't know yet, but we've got a brand new matching pledge of 5,000 for this hour. Now, we're going to hopefully be able to tell them before the hour is
up.
I
can't promise it, but I'm hoping Kathy will be able to come and say, yes, last hour you did, or you came this close or whatever.
Yeah, but please, Lord, we can't have missed it because we lose the whole 5,000 if we don't make that match. Now, folks, we've got a brand new we lose the whole 5,000 last hour if we didn't make it.
You may be right. I thought it was like if you get 3,000, then you get the 3,000.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you get the 3,000. You just don't get the 5,000 match.
Oh,
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We understood it two different ways. I'm with you. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's
I trust you. You're the director of apologetics and evangelization. What do you think? I'm going to get in your way?
Well, we'll check on that to be absolutely sure. I mean, this is exciting. We only started getting matches recently.
Right, I know.
We didn't do that for years. We didn't have somebody gives us matches. I mean, this is exciting. All right, folks, we've got to make this match. At CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000, you can make it happen. Keep us on the air because, folks, there are millions out there who will flip the switch on one of our radio stations years to come and have their lives changed, but it's not going to happen if we don't call now. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is the number. We promised we wouldn't stop taking questions, and we will continue to take questions. So I see you reading a little note there, Tim. Well, we'll get to that in a second. We'll read that, because I got to read it. But let's go to a question. Dan in Erie, Pennsylvania, listening on 92.1 FM. Dan, you are on with Tim Staples. What's your question?
Dan?
Hey, Dan, you were probably talking, but since somebody here pushed the wrong button, I'm not saying who. What's your question, Dan?
Can you guys hear me now?
We can. Sorry about that, Dan.
Yes, we couldn't hear you because Cy pressed the wrong button.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. Hey, guys, I had a question about Marian doctrine. And I'm going to be brief here, so give me a little bit of latitude.
Okay.
But, so if God and Jesus said, they're the Alpha and the Omega, and he said, come to me all who are heavily burdened and rest, and again return to me, and I will return to you, and we could go on and on. So my question is, why pray to anyone else for any reason at all?
Yes, that's a great question, Dan. And the answer is you do not pray to anyone as the end of your prayer other than God. We don't pray to Mary as if she is God or a goddess. We don't pray to the saints as if they are God, because there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, according to 1 Timothy 2:5 and Catholic theology. But when we talk about praying to the saints and praying to Mary, we're talking about something that is essentially different than when we pray to God. When we pray to God, we worship him. We adore him as God. Now, when we pray to saints, when we use that language, Dan, we're talking about the analogous to what I would say, Cy, pray for me, man. I've got a problem. Please help me. Pray for me, right? When we pray to Mary, we're saying, Mary, please pray for me. I've got a problem, and this is it. Pray for me. Now, we do honor them, absolutely. I honor Mary more than I honor Cy.
What?
Why? Because Mary is one of the truly great ones in the body of Christ that we honor. In fact, Jesus himself talks about that in Matthew 5:19, right? He says, they that break one of these least commandments and even teach others to do so will be least in the kingdom of heaven, but he that does and teaches shall be great in the kingdom of heaven. See, Luke 1:48 tells us Mary from her lips says, all generations will call me blessed. Why? Because the Almighty has done great things for me. It's because of the great things that God has done in and through the saints that, yes, we honor them, but we do not adore them as God, but we do pray to them in the sense that we're asking them to pray for us. And there's three verses of scripture, Dan, that make it very, very clear that we need to do this. Number one, James 5:16 tells us the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Matthew 18:19, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That means there is a special presence of God when two or three gather together. There's more power, right? And then John 14:12, Jesus said that you, his followers, will do greater things even than he did because he's going to the Father. See, Jesus has empowered his body to be able to do supernatural things, perform miracles. Of course, it's Christ working through them, but it's them working as well. And so the prayers and the miracles and so forth availeth much within the body of Christ. And it's not because, Dan, God can't do it. He needs Mary, he needs the saints, or he needs Cy Kellett. No, God doesn't need anything. He could do it all better than we ever could. It's God's will to use the members of the body of Christ to heal one another. Dan, think about that metaphor that St. Paul uses in 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 27 and Romans 12. Think about that. The body. He says in 1 Corinthians 12, 21, can the eye say to the hand, I have no need of thee? Can the head say to the foot, I have no need of thee? The answer is no. We need each other because God designed it that way when he created the body of Christ. Just as my finger needs my hand. Why? For survival. You pluck my finger off my hand, what's going to happen to my finger? It's going to die because it needs the blood and the nutrients that come from the rest of the body. So, Dan, that's the biblical explanation, and this is really what we believe as Catholics. This is why we need to pray, not just to Mary, but to all the saints, and we need each other's prayers as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, that actually does. I truly appreciate it.
Okay, Dan. God bless you. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, Dan. Another satisfied customer, Tim Staples.
And you know what? I have to say, Cy, This is the very reason why we need to be on the radio. Because God bless Dan. He called with a really important question. You could hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
He got the answer.
Right.
And it's... thank you. I can't tell you folks how many times we have had pastors. We've had one, I've told this story a million times, I know, but our friend Father Athanasius, an Orthodox, an Eastern Orthodox priest who called in and basically converted to the Catholic faith on the air.
Really?
On the air with Father Serpa. Father answered some questions about the papacy, and he had been listening for quite a while. And right in the middle of the radio show, he said, you know what? There is nothing left keeping me from full communion with the Catholic Church. How do I convert? And Father Serpa almost fell out of his chair. And, you know, we found out that I think he was an Assyrian Church of the East priest, I think. Or it may have been an Orthodox of Antioch, the Orthodox Church of Antioch. One of those two. But anyway, because of our close relationship with them, the Vatican has to bring them in. So we actually had to contact the Vatican to say, okay, you know, because of our close relationship. But the bottom line is, folks, this is what happens here. It's Dan from Erie, or it's Father Athanasius, the Orthodox priest, who get their answers. And you can't put a price tag on that. But folks, the bottom line is, we don't continue without your support. We need you to call now at 888-291-8000. We've got another $5,000 match. And we're going to find out here in a moment whether we made the first hour, but we need to make this second hour. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Let's do some business, however, and our business is answering questions. We'll take a question from Maisie in Kentwood, Minnesota, listening on Holy Family Radio, 1140. Maisie, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, Kentwood, Michigan, but thank you.
Michigan.
I'm calling to ask... my question is about salvation for Protestants in general, but specifically My best friend, who we both grew up Catholic, very Catholic, Catholic schools, everything, has now left for a non-denominational church.
Yes.
She claims that she's not a Protestant, but I've just really tried to gently send her a couple things, a talk and a revert story from the Coming Home website, and she's made her really angry, and I'm trying to figure out if she just doesn't think that, she thinks that she is 100% going to heaven and that the Catholic Church is made up, basically, were her words, man-made.
Right.
And so if she believes that truly with her whole heart, even in light of the way she was raised, is she culpable for this decision?
Yeah, well, Maisie, I've got good news for you, and that is that you and I are not her judge. We simply do not know. We cannot stand in judgment of her and say, you know, you're culpable before God. We just don't know. But what we can say is, on the objective level, because she was raised Catholic, there's a principle Jesus gave us in Luke 12:48 that says, to whom much is given, much is required. Because of the fact that she was Catholic, she's treading in much more treacherous waters than those who have never been Catholic. So, but again, that doesn't mean, oh, she's culpable, she's going to hell. That's not what we're saying. Because there's always the possibility, you just don't know what is it, 2 Chronicles 6:30 that says, God alone knows what's in the hearts of the sons of men. I mean, Jeremiah tells us the heart of man is desperately wicked above all things, and who can know it? We can't even know our own hearts completely, right? Think about that. Maisie. You know, St. Paul says, I don't even, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, St. Paul says, I don't even judge my own self. He says, I have nothing on my conscience, but I'm not thereby judged. I'm not thereby acquitted. The one who will judge me is the Lord. Therefore, judge not. I love that text, Si, because Paul is basically saying, I can't even judge myself. God will be my judge. I just have to go with a clear conscience. I go to confession, right? And Paul says, I have nothing on my conscience. But ultimately, the judgment is God. So what we do, Maisie, with your friend, is we recognize, you and I, that it's a serious situation for a Catholic to leave the sacraments. She is objectively in a grave situation, even though, it's like Maisie, it's possible that she could have been malformed, never understood the Catholic faith, not really leaving it. All of that is possible. I have met people, Maisie, who say, oh, I went to 12 years of Catholic school, and then you talk to them and they don't have a clue what in the world the Catholic Church actually teaches. I mean, so again, we don't know what's in their heart. God will be the judge. You and I simply know we got to do what we can to help her and to help everybody to come to the fullness of the faith that we alone possess as Catholics. I would say relax with her. Be her friend. You know, don't let her get away. But, you know, don't think that you have to talk about the faith all the time. I mean, sometimes it's just a matter of getting together and let her talk about what she wants to talk about. Let her unspool. You know, it's one of the most important things we do here at Catholic Answers, especially on phones when we do one-on-one ministry, it's listen. You don't have to answer all the time. You just listen. Let them unspool. Oh, my goodness, the Catholic Church is let them go. Let them go. And then just pick that one thing. You know, gosh, I appreciate what you're saying, but, you know, let me just share with you a little bit about this. And you share one thing. And it's amazing what God will do. The Holy Spirit will use us in ways we can't even imagine just by being there, being a friend, sharing here or there. And then, of course, above all, Maisie, praying. Praying, praying, praying. You know, I would find out later, but I don't know, Maisie, if you know my story. We have it here on CD and DVD called Jimmy Swaggart Made Me Catholic, where I was basically brought to the Catholic faith through a young Catholic Marine I met. And yes, we argued, and yes, he brought the truth to me, but his real secret was he offered daily Mass, daily rosary, every day for a year for me. And I think that was the most important thing that he did. Does that make sense, Maisie?
Yeah, it definitely does. Thank you.
And we're here for you, Maisie. If you have particular questions or if you can ever get your best friend to contact us, oh, believe me, we would love to hear from your best friend. All right? God bless you.
Thank you, Maisie. 888-318-7884, the number if you'd like to talk to Tim. But Tim, I have read that note, and the good news is this. I know you've already read this, but for everyone else, thank you so much for supporting us that first hour. We did make that $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match. God bless you. And
thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It means so much to us. But we do have that $5,000. We have another $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Tim and I aren't sure how it works, but we do know that if we get the full...
We're going to find out, though.
Yeah, we get the full $5,000. What we do know is that if folks will come through and we do get $5,000 donated or pledged this hour, then an additional $5,000 will be given. So every pledge that you make, say you can make a pledge of $18 a month right now. And the reason I say $18 a month is that's the point at which we know we're able to send you these two beautiful gifts, a Benedict up close, inside the inside story of 8 dramatic years of Benedict's papacy from Paul Bad. Am I saying that right, Bad?
I don't know how to say it.
But okay.
It,
yeah, but he was
it looks good to me.
Right. Okay. Good looks, bad looks good to you.
No. And Paul Scalia was my classmate.
Oh, Scalia was. So another Paul Scalia, that nothing may be lost, reflections on Catholic doctrine and devotion. We really want to send you these. And that, if you can pledge $18 a month, we'll send you those. But a couple really good things happen for us. One, well, I'm going to say three. I'm going to pick three good things that happen for us. One, every dollar of that pledge for the entire year is matched because it's the pledge that this donor is going to match.
Yes.
The second thing is we can count on that income. So monthly pledges are really helpful to us because then we know we can count on that income over the next 12 months for planning purposes and those kind of things. That's really important for us. And the third thing is we get to keep doing this show every day, which means a lot.
And Si, you know what I want to do? We have been stuck, and it's almost embarrassing to say this. There was a time when we had, I think, 14 people per tower.
Yes.
That were supporting us. It's actually gone down.
Right.
Now, we've increased stations, which is a good thing. So we've gone up, but we've actually gone down. If my memory
is
in the per station category, we have got to get that up.
Right.
Now, of course, when you're talking about close to 400 stations, getting that up means a lot of donors. But folks, we got to do it. I mean, come on. My Catholic friends listening right now, come on. Are you kidding me? 12 people per tower? We have to do better than that. Let's get that up to, say, 15. We get that up to 15, we're going to be able to introduce some new radio shows. I don't even know the numbers on that, but I would guarantee you we would be able to do some of the things that we can't right now if we can get that number up to 15 per tower. Folks, get on the phone. Be one of those at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
There's a lot of ridiculous ideas being spread about the Catholic Church all over the place. I don't know if you know, maybe you get one of those TV channels like HBO or something, and there'll be nonsense about the Catholic Church there or on the news. And not every criticism of us is wrong. We don't want to give that impression. But the depictions of the Catholic faith that you'll often get in the media, and even, frankly, the depictions of any kind of moral life, any person who wants to live a moral life, is often derided and humiliated and put down. We need to be in that space. We need to be where people are, listening to the radio, watching television, surfing online. I don't know if you know this, but Catholic Answers has literally thousands of these little answers that are in video form, that if you go to YouTube and you want an answer to a question about the Catholic faith, you can click on a video. It might be 2 minutes, might be 10 minutes. You watch that video and you get the best answer that we can give to that particular question. All of those things are paid for because of you, because you support us. 888-291-8000 is the number. You can do it online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, that number, 888-291-8000. We have a very generous donor who's given us $5,000. If we can raise $5,000 on our own this hour, would you help us to get that $5,000 match and help keep Catholic Answers on the air and also moving into new media to do all kinds of new things where we can reach the young folks? And that's where they are. We want to be where they are. It sounds like an old man saying young folks there. We can reach the young folks.
And you know what? Can I say one more thing? Don't listen to the lie of the devil that says, let somebody else do it.
Amen.
Because my gift is not important. I said this in the last hour because what can I do? $20. That is what makes Catholic Answers. It's the $20 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. That is our foundation. We don't have, I've said this before, Si, folks don't realize this. We have never had a seven-figure gift. We haven't even had a half a million. Never. I know.
In the whole history of Catholic Answers?
In the whole history of Catholic Answers, I think our biggest single gift ever was like 330 grand or something, which is
thanks,
huge.
By the way, thanks.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
But I know other apostles that are smaller than ours that have had seven-figure gifts. We just have not, for whatever reason, God's providence, whatever. But what we do have is a large number of folks who give $20 a month. And that's our strength, is because we have so many. We're not dependent on those big gifts. It actually gives us a firm foundation. But having said that, we need all of you, right? At 888-291-8000. And that $25 a month gift is not only important, that is Catholic Answers.
888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Dial now. It's summertime. Lots of folks are on vacation. If you're not, if you happen to be listening to us today and you're able to help us make it through the next few months, because that's what we do. These funds provide us the opportunity to continue for the next few months. We would really profoundly, deeply appreciate it. And that generous donor that gave the $5,000 matching funds, well, two things about that. We'd like to use it all up. And two, if you're a person who's been especially blessed, And you could make a donation at that level, $5,000, maybe $10,000. We have had people give us $10,000 even.
Absolutely.
Then later in this pledge drive tomorrow or Thursday when we're here, we could use that. And we'd be very, very grateful
to get
it.
Ooh, that would be fantastic.
So just give us a call. If you'd like to talk to the president of Catholic Answers, he's answering phones right now, and they will put you right through to him. If you call up and say, hey, I've got some money I'd like to give as matching money, he'll tell you how that works.
Oh, you mean when we were told the president's going to be answering the phones, it's not Donald Trump?
I know. I knew you thought it was Donald Trump was going to be picking up the phone.
Okay. But it is President Chris Check. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Right. The Donald will. Are you allowed to call him now he's the president? And I think you're not supposed to say that. Once you can go back to that after he's not president anymore, but I don't want to disrespect the office. 888-291-8000 is the number. We're going to go right back to taking more calls very shortly. But 888-291-8000. Will you dial that phone number now? If we can make our match this hour, we're well on our way to being funded as we need to for this summer. 888-291-8000. We're going to get to more calls with Tim Staples, our Director of Apologetics and Evangelization, and a newly confessed Christian, only just 3 days, 4 days ago. No, 3 days ago, he just went to confession. We'll be right back.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
All people are called to communion with Christ in the church that he founded.
People really gravitate to David Andrews and his concern for the callers. That's not just talk. He really means it.
Tom and I are both converts. We've walked that path, and we try to walk it with the listeners at whatever stage of the journey they're on.
It's EWTN's first weekly radio-to-TV talk show. Call to Communion with Dr. David Andrews, Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Television.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum all day today. Still got two more segments, a whole half hour less left of open forum. Happy to take your calls and questions. However, we're giving out two phone numbers today, and I want to make sure I give out that other phone number because we just got the word from Kathy. The phones have not been ringing so much this hour, and we just try to be honest with you. It's not a guilt trip or anything like that. Well, do you think I could do a guilt trip if I tried?
Let me do that.
Okay. So we'll make it a guilt trip. But we have a $5,000 match again this hour. We would like to make sure that we use that up before the end of the hour. The only way we can do that is if you pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, particularly if you're able to make a one-time gift of $200, or if you're able to make a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more. At that level, we're able to send you these beautiful books, Benedict Up Close, the inside story of eight dramatic years, and That Nothing May Be Lost, Father Paul Scalia's book, Reflections on Catholic Doctrine and Devotion. We want to send you those. And as I have mentioned earlier today, it's those monthly pledges that mean so much to us, because the financial people tell us that planning is really important, and being able to see a little bit into the future is very, very helpful in the functioning of the apostolate. So if you could call, make that $18 donation. I don't know what that is a year. You have to tell me maybe later. It's 200 something. And what happens then is every dollar of it gets matched, though. Like the minute you make that pledge, our donor will match that. It counts as part of the match.
You know what they should do? Just make it $25 a month. That's $300. We can add that.
Oh, yeah. For the sake of Tim and I being able to do math, because I went to Boston College. No, that's not why. I just never been very good at math. That's it. That's the thing. Make it $25 gift. Then we can thank you on the air. And then it's $300, and we get a $300 match, a total of $600 to us to carry on this apostolate.
Amen.
If you can pledge $25 a month. Again, the number, 888-291-8000, or you can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and we are very grateful. Thank you very much.
You know, Cy, if I could share with the folks, if I could just come up with the words to communicate what it is to be out on the road as I travel more than a human being ought to, and meet people in tears, Cy, who say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am Catholic today because of Catholic Answers Live, or because of Catholic Answers. I mean, it is priceless, but it is incredible the reach that we have. And it's not just in the United States. I've shared this with Cy before. I am always blown away when I go to the Philippines, Malaysia, India. I've gone all over the world, 5 different continents. And I get the same thing. Here I am in the middle of the Philippines, and people are, oh, we love Catholic Answers Live. You know, we listen to you guys. You guys have changed our lives. And folks, none of that happens without you. If you call now at 888-291-8000, you really do participate in all of the labors that we do here at Catholic Answers, because we are a family, we are a body. I wasn't just saying that to our friend, I think his name was Mike, wasn't it? About we're the body of Christ. We really are. And we need each other. And when, you know, as St. Paul also says in 1 Corinthians 12, when one member suffers, all suffer. When one member rejoices, all rejoice. There is a real powerful sense in which when we give, we really do participate in, and we will know this on Judgment Day, that we participated in the salvation of souls.
Praise God.
888-291-8000. Jump in right now. There are some more of you right now that know you should be upping your gift. Come on. You should have upped it last hour, so let's do it this hour. Up that gift. Maybe you're giving $25 a month. Come on, make it $50 a month. And there's a number of you who, I probably should. Yes, you should.
You should.
888-291-8000. Make the call now. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And you were just mentioning the international reach. One of the ways you can see that is if you follow our like we do the show streaming live on YouTube and Facebook, and you'll see it logged in from Nigeria and logged in from the Philippines. And just now a guy asking, how do I donate from Australia?
Yes.
And we'll just get on a plane with a bag of money. And so I explained that to him. Or you could just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Anywhere in the world, I think you can donate there.
I believe so.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Matthew in Morgan City, Louisiana, watching on YouTube. Thanks for being with us on YouTube, Matthew. Yes. And for everyone who watches on Facebook, YouTube, or Periscope, Matthew, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
I actually called it yesterday and talked to Trent. Yesterday was Why Aren't You Catholic Day.
Okay.
And I am a Catholic, a born Catholic. I kind of asked him a question. It goes, Cy politely interrupted me.
It was very polite the way I did it, though. I thought it was very gracious.
Well, fire away, Matthew.
It was a two-part question. You get in part two, okay?
Okay.
I asked him yesterday about Adam and Eve and them being born with free will.
You mean created?
God, no.
They weren't born, they were created.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were created with free will.
Yes.
And days later, they committed a sin. Okay, now I'm asked.
Well, it doesn't say a day later, born, but yes.
They were also created with sanctifying grace.
Yes.
And I don't understand, if they were born with sanctifying grace, why did they need salvation? Why did they need faith?
Right.
If they were born perfect, and they were born on a perfect place.
Right. Oh, well, let me answer that first, okay? You ready? Let me answer that first, and then we can get to your second part. The reason is, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us in paragraph 602, God created, in fact, not only Adam and Eve, but all of the creation, we say in Latin, in statu vie, which means in a state of journeying. See, God created, we'll focus on Adam and Eve here. He created them in a perfect state, free from sin, but naturally they were mortal. Naturally, apart from grace, they would die because they are a body-soul composite. They're a composite creature. And the definition of death is the reduction of a composite being to its component parts. So, naturally, apart from grace, they would die. But God created them in a state of sanctifying grace, where they were given preternatural gifts. Preternatural, by the way, is from two Latin terms that mean beyond nature. So one of those gifts, along with integrity and other gifts, is immortality. This is not something that they have naturally, but it's a gift. And that comes by the gift of sanctifying grace. Now, sanctifying means, a lot of people think sanctifying grace means just to take away sins. But no, that's not what it means. Yes, sanctifying grace rushes in when our sins are forgiven. But sanctifying grace principally is a created grace that joins us. It is our relationship with God. Remember, there's an infinite gulf between an infinite God and a created rational being. Sanctifying grace is that gift. It's a created gift that joins us mystically to God. And it's through that gift of sanctifying grace that we experience all sorts of supernatural gifts, right? The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, for example, that we receive at baptism. They're increased and perfected in confirmation. This is not something that we get naturally. This comes via sanctifying grace. Well, the same is for Adam and Eve. They needed sanctifying grace to empower them to be able to experience the preternatural gifts so that they would never die, among other things. Does that help at all?
A little bit.
Okay.
It still doesn't explain. They have sanctifying grace.
Uh-huh.
Because they want to achieve salvation. I don't understand.
Well, wait a second.
They needed salvation.
Yes. Okay. Well, the next part of you're assuming that salvation means that you have to sin first, but that is not the meaning of salvation. For example, Mary was preserved free of all stain of original sin. She was saved from sin before she ever committed any sins by the power of God's grace. In the same way with Adam and Eve, they were preserved by that sanctifying grace at the moment they were created, but they needed that grace. Why? Because there was also a test in their lives. See, one of the reasons, Matthew, why God created them in statu vie, in a state of journeying, is because God had a plan for them to experience the beatific vision, the glory of heaven. Because remember, they weren't created in heaven. They were created on earth in a state of journeying toward heaven. And that's why God gave them the test. You don't eat from this tree. Unfortunately, they failed the test. Now, if they didn't fail the test, they would have been eventually what the Catechism calls divinized, saved, if you will. They would have attained to the beatific vision. They wouldn't have been saved from sin, but they would have passed the test and they would have been glorified as a result. So that is what we're talking about. We're talking about the glorification and the divinization of Adam and Eve that would have occurred. I think, Matthew, you're hung up on salvation meaning somebody has to sin first, and that's just simply not true. In fact, if you go in your Bible, Matthew, to the book of Jude, verse 25, the scripture says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from sinning and to present you faultless before the glorious throne of God, to him be glory," on and on and on. Check that out. See, that preservative salvation is just as much salvation, in fact, it's salvation in a more perfect sense, than after someone has fallen. So I think you're hung up on a term, my friend, but in Catholic theology, we follow the Bible. Does that make sense, Matthew?
Matthew, are you there?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense, but it brings up another question.
Well, hang on, Matthew, because you know that my job, Matthew, is to interrupt you politely, and that's what I'm doing right now, politely interrupting you to tell you we have to go to a break, Matthew. I'm sorry that we do, but we have to take a quick break. Before we go to the break, let me thank a few people. I want to thank Peter in Michigan, a $200 gift. Thank you so much, Peter. That's matched dollar for dollar. So for us, that's $400. James in Massachusetts, a $200 gift. Again, that's matched dollar for dollar. That's a $400 gift for us. And I would like to thank in a special way little Sarah Schmitz. She's just a little girl.
Yes.
And she called up and gave us $25
on
behalf of her mother and father. Thank you very much, Sarah.
We'll take
a quick break. The number, 888-291-8000, if you are able to help support us.
We're taking a break, but they can still call. So those of you that were thinking, I should do this, call during the break, 888-291-8000. Make the call right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We'll be right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thanks so much for being with us. 888-291-8000 is the number to help support us during this pledge drive that we find ourselves ensconced in. We only come to you four times a year. Quarterly, we come to you, and we only do it for a few hours. And Tim, I don't know how many answers you've given. A dozen answers maybe today, or we've taken a dozen. I don't know if you've answered them all, but we've taken probably a dozen calls or something like that. And we try to keep doing the work while we come to you and let you know that.
Are you telling me there are some that I did not answer? Is that what you're saying to me, Si?
I'm saying I didn't listen to you that closely today, Tim, because it's pledge
time. You know what, folks? Yeah. It is priceless to be able to have these folks call in. And you just heard with our last caller, you know, he had a couple of questions and we answered them. Of course, it spurred another question, but that's what it's all about, isn't it?
He'll call tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yeah. And folks, this is the beauty of working here at Catholic Answers and seeing this machine here. If you could come and see, in fact, if you're ever in the area of San Diego, come. We'll give you a tour of the office here, and you'll see 47, I think it is, full-time employees. It's like a beehive around here, and we do so much in getting stuff out all over the world. But one of the most important things, I'd say the center of this place is right here in this radio studio where we are able to speak all to people all around the world, giving them the fullness of our Catholic faith and seeing and hearing about their lives being changed. Folks, that's why you need to call now. Now, we've been told that we are slowing down on the phones right now as opposed to the first hour. We cannot afford to miss this $5,000 pledge right now. So, folks, we need you to call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now. We got to pick it back up.
And here's our president, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Si, I just want to issue a special invitation. I know you gentlemen were talking about that number every time we do a drive, the number of the number of supporters per antenna, and it's a small number, 12 to 14, something like that, and just adding one or two to that count
would be huge.
Would be, we're on almost 400 stations. That would be 800 additional donors for us. So I want to extend a special invitation, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. If you have never made a donation to Catholic Answers Live, $10 a month, $20 a month, or a gift, one-time gift of $25, please, if you've there are a lot of people who are generously supporting this show, and that's how the show works, because of their generous support. So if you've never made a gift, this is my invitation to you. I'm going to go back and start answering the phones in my office again, Cy. But 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Please call in. You may even get to talk to me, or the whole staff is answering calls today. 888-291-8000. But if you've never made a gift, call in now and help us get to that $5,000. There's only 14 minutes left in this hour.
Yes.
Actually, it's closer to 10 because we finished before. Well, you know when we're
and if they don't get you on the phone, but they want that, we've talked a little bit about if someone has the means to make a matching a gift to us, a $5,000, $10,000 gift, just ask for Chris Check. They'll as soon as you're off the phone with whoever you're on with, they'll put you through.
Absolutely, absolutely. If anybody has any questions about the apostolate, how it's run, how efficiently it's run, they want to see our financials, which we just closed for the end of the fiscal year, I'm happy to discuss that with anybody at all. But right now, what I'm reaching out to are those people who have never made a gift to Catholic Answers Live. Please, 888-291-8000. Or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thank you so much for your generosity, folks.
Thank you, Tim. Ready to go to take another call?
Yes, but I want to say to the folks who have already given, you're not off the hook. You need to increase your gift. 888-291-8000.
We'll get you coming or going here at Catholic Answers.
But there are a number of folks who are giving that $25, and maybe it's been a couple of years.
Right. Because our costs didn't go down.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, they do go up. And part of that is for a really joyful reason. There's so many opportunities with new media for us to be doing things. But there is an expense to all of that. Joel in Yankton, South Dakota, listening on 88.1 FM. You are on with Tim Staples. What's your question?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I do enjoy listening to your show. I'm a Protestant, and I just really like to hear the other side and get perspective. And I really do enjoy engaging with Catholics and trying to, get into some good invigorated discussions,
Amen, brother.
So I appreciate what you're doing.
Yes.
I just want to also give a quick comment. I'd really just like to encourage all the Catholics out there to test everything they believe against the Word and just, really objectively look at things and just really get their Bibles out, study it, get them out every day and study them.
Amen, brother.
And I'd really like to press you guys on this this idea of apostolic succession.
Sure.
And tie it in a little bit to the papacy.
Okay.
And I'm gonna kind of challenge you guys, because as a Protestant, I really don't feel that there's a lot of biblical support for those ideas.
Okay.
As far as Peter having the keys to the kingdom of heaven and being the rock, et cetera, I think that takes quite a bit of creative license when it comes to the Word of God, and I really don't think that's what the verses were intended to mean.
Oh my goodness,
really,
Joel.
Nothing.
You realize that you are in a real minority of Christians when you say that, and very recent Christianity. What you're saying is calling into question what all Christians believed for the first 1,500 years. Even my Orthodox friends acknowledge the primacy of the Bishop of Rome. The only argument is about the supremacy of the Bishop of Rome. But the bottom line is, Jesus could not, I would suggest to you, Joel, it would be very difficult for him to be any plainer than in Matthew 16, beginning at verse 15, and you know the story. Who do men say that I am? Some say you're Jeremiah, you're this prophet, you're that prophet. Peter responds, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. What I find to be fascinating is in three verses, Jesus uses the second person personal pronoun seven times. You are Peter, and upon this rock, I say to you, seven times. It is so emphasized that he has given the keys of the kingdom to Peter,
And he doesn't give them to the apostles in Matthew 18, 18. He only gives the keys to Peter. He uses that seven times. And throughout the Gospels and into the book of Acts, Peter is obviously the spokesman for the apostles. He's spoken of so many more times. I mean, we're talking about like, I forget the tally. It's like 179 to the next is John with 29 mentions. I mean, Peter is everywhere. He's the spokesman. He speaks for others. He speaks for everyone at the Council of Jerusalem, for example, in Acts chapter 15. We have Christians both east and west that acknowledge this to be so. And Joel, I will tell you this. In my own study as a Protestant, I was right where you are. In fact, I tried to be Orthodox for a while because that's a long story. But the more I studied, the more I found that the Bible is so obvious that Jesus established Peter as the first apostle, as he's called in Matthew 10:2. He alone is called protos, which means first in primacy, not chronologically, because Andrew was first chronologically, according to John chapter 1, verse 41 and 42. He's called the first apostle. He's listed first all the time. He speaks for the others. Jesus promises him that unique gift we have as a historical fact, the successors of Peter for 2,000 years, never contradicting each other on any essential doctrine that they taught definitively, and in fact, never contradicting any definitively taught doctrine. I mean, there are so many levels to this. What I would encourage you to do, Joel, because I see we're running out of time here, is get a hold of, I have two CD sets here at Catholic Answers. I'm going to double dog dare you to get a hold of. In fact, I'd like to send them to you for free. One is called The Shocking Truth About the Pope and the Bible, and the other is The Shocking Truth About the Pope and the Early Church Fathers. I take you through the first 700 years and show you the church was Catholic. I'll tell you what, since we're running out of time, would you agree to get, I'll send them to you for free if you'll listen to them and then we can talk about it.
I'll listen to them.
All right. Well, you leave your address and with our call screener and we will shoot those out to you for free and we'll use that as our foundation for our conversation. And thanks so much for calling. God bless you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel.
And for our listeners, that's why you need to call right now and pledge your support. We really are running out of time. We've only got a couple of minutes, folks, and we need right now, because I don't even know if we've hit the 5,000 in the second hour. We were told
it was slow.
The calls are slow. Folks, we need to do more of what you just heard with our friend Joel, who's going to make a great Catholic, by the way, one day.
888-291-8000.
That's the number. We need you to call now, folks. We've got to make this $5,000 pledge, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
When you give to Catholic Answers, you give to an apostolate that's 100% devoted to doing what Tim just did, to speak charitably, to not, we're not trying to be rude to anybody. We're not even trying to win an argument. I think we'd lose every argument willingly if people would just come to Christ in the Eucharist, most particularly, Christ in the sacraments, and meet him there, because that's what Christ intended.
You know what, Cy? Their gifts are the reason why we can give those away for free to our Protestant friends.
I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. There's a ton of free stuff given away. Since I've been here, actually, Tim, that has surprised me, is how much stuff goes out of this building at no charge, because somebody wants a tract, somebody wants a, I need to give this to somebody, and we send it out. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. We have a $5,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. We've had them both hours today from various very generous donors. I don't know what will be in our future the next couple days, but we will be here just for two more days asking you if you will support us here at Catholic Answers. We only do it four times a year. We're one third of the way through it now. See how painless it is, but it'll be kind of painful for us if we get all the way through it and we don't reach our goals each hour so that we can be fully funded as we need to be coming out of this pledge drive. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge there, or call 888-291-8000. Every dollar pledged or given this hour is being matched dollar for dollar up to $5,000. 888-291-8000.
Amen. And folks, I will guarantee you this. On Judgment Day, the Lord is not going to want to know how many ice cream cones we bought from Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor, but he will want to know how much we have given to our Lord and to the work of our Lord. I guarantee you the rewards will be eternal when you call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. God bless you. Thank you, all of you that have given. And I'm going to pray for those who know you should give. and the Holy Spirit is going to be all over you until you give tomorrow or Thursday. God bless you all.
And I don't want to know how many ice cream cones I've eaten. I hope that never comes up when I meet Jesus. But I can tell you this. They're going to stay at the phones. Every single person here in the building is at a phone right now waiting for your call. We will stay at those phones until the phones stop ringing. So if you haven't dialed yet, 888-291-8000. We'll see you tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live.